We will call the Board of Equalization to order for June 30th, 2021 at 8:31 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jergen, Hexby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing a lack of public, we'll move on to approve or disapprove tax correction slips 19 through 25. Each of these is additional taxes due to the Department of Revenue finding additional income previously not seen.
Our chairman is here.
If there's no discussion, I'd ask for a motion to approve.
I would move to approve tax correction slips 19 through 25.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Last chance for discussion. Just a correction. Please vote. Byers, Dorn. Yep. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove maintenance agreement consultation services with Standard Appraisal Services, Inc., effective July 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2022. I did not see that.
I have not seen that also.
Roger, did you see that?
We had it on last time. I mean, we had it last time. But we didn't approve it last time.
Oh, at the meeting last time. Okay.
It should be in your piles.
It basically is the same agreement.
More money.
What?
More money.
More money?
If it went down, would you have had a suspicion?
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that hasn't been.
It's been the same one forever.
That was here.
The only thing is the dollar amount.
Right. I just think that the last time you both were raising it.
Do you know what that contract dollar amount is?
$110.50 an hour.
Do you know what?
Not half. On the back page, maybe.
I haven't seen it.
So the compensation is basically 464 hours of appraiser time, which is $51,000. County will be billed at a rate of 110 an hour. Was last year 105?
Yeah, I think so. That's in there about your Turk yesterday, too, because we went to Turk yesterday.
This is for a general appraisal service during the year, not for referees, correct?
The referee part is in there.
That's also in there.
When you go to Turk, like now, he's working for you guys for referee services. And also when you go to Turk, if you go to Turk. So that's built into the contract, too.
So how much should go up?
$5 an hour, I believe. I think it was 105 an hour last year. Now it's 110 an hour.
Is that pretty common with others?
I know one in Johnson, if he comes over and does an appraisal on a commercial building, it's 125 an hour. So he's in my county 5 days a month for maintenance. And, you know, he drives his own car. I don't know if those expenses have gone up over time, I would imagine.
When does the clock start on that one? When he leaves?
What?
When does the hourly billing start on that one that you just mentioned, when he leaves?
Well, we have a contract, so.
Or when he gets here?
When basically he's even worked more than.
But what Terry's asking, is that from from mailbox to mailbox, does he start charging when he leaves his house like the deputies do? Or does that start when he gets to work?
I really don't, because some days he puts in 10 hours.
Here, on site?
Mm-hmm. And he's in here on weekends, too. I would think it would, because that would be like anybody that comes out to serve, you know? I really don't know.
And it doesn't say?
I mean, they clock, like, different hours, but, like, he's here on the weekends and different things like that. So, basically, once we get to that 51, then he's done, you know? But I don't know. I would say yes. I can call him and ask him real quick if you want me to.
Well, I think he's been very good working with us.
The problem is honestly, there is no commercial appraisers other than out of, you know, there's going to be, I mean, they usually work for banks and earn more like that type of fee appraisal work. And like, I don't even know that you have a commercial appraiser in Beatrice anymore. I'm sure. Most of them are
Mike Zarbinicki a commercial appraiser?
Homestead.
Is he commercial?
He has to have somebody oversee it. He still doesn't have his complete, my understanding. But, I mean, he can, because I just saw one that he'd done. But he has, I can't tell you who was the overseer, but he's on his way, I know. Because they used to have
Eldon IBS.
Eldon had the
appraisal license. See, it used to
and
be.
Randy also had a higher license, too.
They used to have licenses that they were just, you know, we did hours and classes. Then it almost became a college degree. A lot of them got grandfathered in and then just continued to take credit hours. I'm almost sure he would start from where, I mean, because like anybody that comes out from a distance.
Would you find out quick for Terry?
Yeah, I
just
can.
And
for me.
And for Dawn.
I don't think it's written in there, Roger, is it?
What's that?
I don't think it's written.
I don't see it. I just looked through it.
So when they use up, they keep track of their hours, and once they use up their hours, they're done?
Well, that's basically my contract then. Yeah, I mean, 51,000, you know, because that's what we pay for the full year, so it's 5 days. Like, I may need him at times that are more critical than other times. So it's scheduled for 5 days a month, but, like, if I need him more now, he may give me more days now in June and July than he might in May if I don't need him as much. I mean, we have done that, too. I can give a quick call if you want me.
That'd be great.
But I'm almost sure he does.
Yeah, most of your professional contracts, if you're working with somebody out of Lincoln, Omaha, wherever, it's portal to portal. I mean...
Yeah, he's usually here to answer questions. I don't know if we've asked him that before. I guess I didn't. But I'm sure that he does. I'm almost positive. But I don't know. Would it change anything? I mean, if he did.
Or if you, it would to me. If he drives 10 miles an hour getting over here or 60.
Trust me, he doesn't drive 10.
Or if he just figures it takes 40 minutes to get here.
Basically, we would have to hire, you know.
Just hire someone
else. I
don't
know what you would do.
We'd probably bid it out. We haven't bid this out for, I don't know when it was ever bid out.
I don't know either.
Well, isn't it?
He's been under past assessors.
I think this is one of those situations that just working with him, mm-hmm. I've worked with him a little bit, not like Patty does, but. He does a darn good job, and he's got a lot of respect up at Turk.
He's been very classy over the years, everything he's done with us.
Now, again, it never hurts to see if there's other people out there.
I think he's on par with appraisal price, though, as far as his billing. We just had an appraisal done, and the bid on it was unbelievable. It blew me away how high it was.
And you know, it's just, I've never really, the other assessors are having problems finding people because of the commercial. And he's got, his son is the one that's got all the credentials, a lot of the credentials, and does a lot of the computer work through the, you know, the tables and everything. And then he's got guys all out west. I mean, he's got multiple counties. So even to get him 2 days, because we didn't have a lot of protests then, but I honestly don't know who you, I mean, you could sure start bidding it.
Do you want to hold off on voting on this, Terry?
Well, he's on your referee right now, so.
We could get him.
No,
he did hear
him
yesterday.
If he's scheduled. But that's a question of the future I'd like to know about.
Let's maybe try to find that out.
I will. And the thing of it is I'm not real sure. These guys are all back. I mean, they're retirement age big time. So in the next year or so, we may need to be figuring out what to do because.
We know it's those people.
They'd have to come out of Lincoln or Omaha, I would imagine.
If they're already doing work for us, how come we haven't voted on this prior to today?
This is what the meeting is.
When's the contract end?
Today. We had it last week.
It's a political stuff.
And we just chose not to vote on it, I guess.
I'm sorry, Don.
Well, I'm just wondering, if the contract ends today and then we're voting on it today to extend it, and he's already in the, well, kind of between a rock and a hard place. How'd we get there?
Probably because it's just extended each year. I bet he's been here over 2 decades. But we didn't see this. Well, actually, I didn't see it till Michelle just gave it to me.
We had it last week, Eric.
It was here last week.
We just didn't have it on, I think.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago, yeah. I have a copy of it.
I think we've just extended it, just the professional service. They work hand in hand. Daryl works hand in hand with Patty on a monthly basis, weekly basis, basically. So he's basically part of the staff she hires now.
I don't have a full-time appraiser in our office. We haven't had one for years. We've chose to go the contract way. So like I said, he pays all his mileage fees. I mean, we don't pay his mileage. That's included in. No insurance goes to him, no vacation. This is all a contract.
Patty Lloyd's up next also. We'd asked a while back, asked about a exit strategy for these two. Have you talked to anyone as far as who will be filling these spots when those two are gone?
Me and Lisa are going to do a lot of talking to you guys here after the protests are done.
Okay.
About things that we've got
trying to move forward.
Good deal. Not physical people, maybe, but an idea of what's going forward. And I don't know if she's brought stuff up to you.
She hasn't. So that'd be great. All right.
Back to some things that will be beneficial that we used to have. And with the protests, you guys have had these referees, what, probably 5 years now? 4 or 5? So we talked about that earlier, and Lloyd, you know, has a just a short, small little. He only works for you pretty much during just this time. And he went to Turk with me yesterday, so.
This is a 1-year contract, right?
Yes.
That's what it says.
And as far as I know, I don't know of anybody else that's been here. I mean, as far as back as Denny hasn't been.
Yeah.
With Daryl. So I, you know. We've had referees before, like Homestead Land, but a lot of those guys are, you know, John Zarbanicki's. I think he's pretty much retired now. Years ago, we contracted with more appraisers when we had a lot more protests.
Yeah.
What is rationale between paying Lloyd so much less than Daryl?
Well, Lloyd started just on this ag land with me. I asked him because he was good at verifying sales. He does his own fee appraisal work, so he is retired. And, you know, things have gotten really different with the market and with the, especially with the ag land. So I'd asked him to look into some things, and then he started verifying some sales for me. So I just started, I had a part-time budget, and I started to pay him out of that as a part-time helper. And then I think we talked with all the ag sales. He actually drives out to the place, and I think Terry liked that because he really went out and talked to people. So that's kind of how we got him on to a referee position. He was just doing some ag work and some, you know, because he has a sales book that he keeps track of all year long. So
the good thing about this was, back in the old days, I'm repeating myself probably to most people, but back in the old days, the supervisors were the people that were the referees. It worked at the time, but it, in my mind, it never did work right because we had weeks we would set in here. And conflicts, there was always three. Conflicts would present that, hey, I can't come here tomorrow, so then you would have another supervisor set in for you, back and forth, back and forth. You never heard all the complaints from the same group of people. It was different people listening to different complaints. So that, it to me, it wasn't fair. One person or two or three should be listening to all the complaints so that all the reasonings they gave were all equal for everybody. And that's the way it worked then, and it was. I guess it worked, but it wasn't heard by the same group of people all the protest, and that's what was probably unfair.
But we got it done.
Yeah,
and we took care of our taxpayers the best way we possibly could.
I sat on never some of those perfect. With you. I actually like that because they could plead their case to us. The thing to remember is, after it goes to the referees, it still does come to the board. If they don't find satisfaction with the referees, we have one more chance to come to the board.
Yep.
And then,
and quite honestly, I mean, not to be, but he's the one that's, I mean, you had your real estate license, but a lot of, I mean, I'm not knocking, but you guys don't. I mean, you know what I mean? You really almost need somebody professional into that business or, you know, because we've taken a number of classes. Not that you wouldn't know it. I'm just
saying. Daryl's making a more objective decision, though, than what we do as a rule.
This is mass appraisal, and we take tons of classes that it's a lot different than a bank appraisal when a bank comes out and gives you an appraisal for a loan. I mean, even as we found out yesterday in the Turk hearing, you know, you have to explain. This is mass appraisal. This is like trying to equalize a lot of parcels in the county. And I don't know. I've never seen, you know, I've worked for five assessors, and I know Daryl's worked for most all those guys. Maybe they're not the first one, but, and I would almost, I mean, legally, you guys could claim mileage from where you come to work. So I'm thinking that's definitely going to be.
I don't encourage that, but.
Well, I understand, but I'm just saying legally you can't.
Yeah, we could, but.
And I mean, that's a different. He's
that's
contracted.
Not worrying me a slightest bit.
Eddie's thinking I got another 20 miles.
Me the kind of job they do is appraisals.
Well, I'd ask
yeah,
for
I'm
a motion.
Saying, though, I'm pretty sure.
I would move to approve the maintenance agreement consulting contract with Standard Appraisal Services.
Second.
We have a motion by Byers, second by Lytle, to approve the motion for maintenance agreement consultation services with Standard Appraisal, Inc., effective July 1st, 2021, through June 30th, 2022. Any additional discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove contract with Lloyd Dickinson for referee work on the 2021 property valuation protests.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Haxby. This agreement is for referee work, includes assessment, verification, and/or correction assessments. He's assigned by Patty, and he'll do referee work at the protest hearings, inspections, research, preparation time, and court testimony, and that's a $75 an hour contract.
Isn't
I believe
that-
that's the same as last year. It's not.
Up a little. Didn't you guys sign that last year? Is there a place for you to sign it? Okay.
I thought that's where he was last year. Maybe that is up.
I paid him 50.
Okay, so that's up 50%.
But you know what? He's very limited. Like, he went to Turk with me yesterday, but he's probably not going to be doing a lot of. And as far as I know, we've hardly had any ag protests at all. So unless he needs to help Daryl, because these all kind of come in at the end, and we have 2 days set up, but I think we only have maybe 50 protests,
And Daryl does commercial, residential. Lloyd does ag land.
And they both do residential, but Lloyd would like to just stick with ag and limited. But well, he did agree to go to Turk with me yesterday. So
we have a motion by Byers, second by Haxby. Any other discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for equalization? You got your money's worth today, Gary. All right, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:51 on the clock. You need to pause your machine.